This is the unlikely source of South Africa's future energy. This massive sewage pipe runs through northern Johannesburg. Here, at this wastewater treatment plant, that sewage is turned into energy in the form of biogas. Plant engineers say electricity price hikes in South Africa push them to look into generating their own power. This facility produces methane gas that powers about 15% of the plant's electricity needs. Engineers hope to add more facilities to get to 50%. Biogas is fuel created by the fermentation of organic material, like animal and human waste. It's an age-old technology that has come back into fashion. Engineer Peter Lowe says South Africa has about 300 biogas-producing facilities, from home setups to large factories. Those facilities largely use the energy for their own needs.
Biogas is it's energy, life energy, and we thought let's use it, let's enhance it, clean it, and put it back into use so that we can then obviously improve life, the quality of life.
South Africa's Department of Energy is looking into ways to use biogas to power areas without reliable electricity, like Johannesburg's impoverished township of Diepsloot. The department estimates some 3 million South African households have no power. Mark Tiepelt, chairman of the South African Biogas Industry Association, has set up a biogas facility at his home.
What we've got here is an in-situ cast concrete digester.
Tiepelt's home apparatus cost about $5,000. He powers it with horse manure from a nearby farm. Unlike the wastewater plant, he does not use his biogas to generate much electricity. His apparatus generates enough biogas to power a stove, a water heater, and a small generator.
We've probably got a total of maybe 300 digesters in the whole of South Africa. Now, we compare it to a country like India that's got 12 million digesters. It just indicates the potential that we have in South Africa.
It's a hot idea that could be ready to boil over. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Do you want to see the steam coming?